let's hear a little bit for now from Leo and many, many cast members of Avenue Q. That's so cool.
If you squint, you'll see me in the middle,
So don't blink.
Okay.
And blink. And then we welcome Reverend Elizabeth.
Yes. I'll see you on the RR. That's it. Yes, here we go. Ready?
Okay, let's go.
Get in the car. Here you go.
Woo!
Nothing lasts.
Life goes on, full of surprises.
You'll be faced with problems of all shapes and sizes.
You're going to have to make a few compromises for now.
For now.
But only for now.
For now.
Only for now.
Only for now.
Only for now.
Happy Sunday, Unity of New York. It is such an honor for me to be with you this morning. I'm just so grateful because I love you all. And would you take a breath with me right now? And as we inhale, we go to our heart space and we set an intention to be lifted up this morning as we create a sacred container, asking the holy in us, the living, loving presence that we forever are, to reveal whatever needs to be revealed, to heal whatever needs to be healed, and to guide us into what is our next evolutionary step. What must I release? What must I let go of? And then we just say, thank you, thank you, thank you. And so it is. I just love the power of prayer. You know, it just, in a moment, we can come back to our center. So let me share a little bit about what's going on with me, what I'm focusing my life's energy in right now, what my intentions are. Well, I am in retreat. I decided that I was going to do my own sabbatical in my own way. I mean, I'm still working, but I've had so many friends, not only Reverend Britt, but other friends that have taken a sabbatical lately. And I'm going, wait a minute, I can do that too in my own way. And that is by totally setting an intention that all during the month of October, I was going to amplify, really amplify my attention to what is unchanging. And how was I going to do that? Well, I'll tell you. No TV, basically being in the silence as much as possible this month. Prayer, of course, amplifying my prayer time, spending more time in meditation, journaling. And during the day, sacred pauses, really taking a breath, coming back to my center, paying attention where my attention goes. Because where our attention goes, there goes our power. I've also really committed to self-care in a deeper way. And I've been going to the yoga on the beach every morning. And that really just lifts up my soul. I feel so good. I set my intention for the day. I focus on what is important for me. I ask, you know, what is my life's energy guiding me to on this day? And really focus on that. Because I am ready to dive deeper and deeper and deeper into that place where there is always freedom and finding and discovering even greater love. Now, I will tell you that being so present to what is present and spending so much time in the silence, the shadow has come up. Yeah. Fears that I wasn't even aware of. Wow. But see, I know better than to try to push it away, because the moment I'm aware of it, I don't have to be it. And even things that I had worked out, I don't know, long time ago, showing up, you know, like sadness, grief, heaviness. So what did I do? I met it. I met it with love. I paid attention to, you know, what is the gift here? And the gift is always that it's coming up to be cleared, to be released, to open greater space in your heart for more love. Because the moment I met it, I cried, I opened up, I felt it, I didn't try to repress anything, I just accepted the moment as it is. Once it cleared, I felt my aliveness again. I felt lighter. I felt renewed. Because that is why we do this work, to renew ourselves over and over again, so we can come to the awareness that I am one with this presence. Everything else is just distractions. One of my favorite scriptures is, "Be ye transformed by the renewal of your mind." And that is shifting our allegiance to the surface mind, the monkeys, the saboteurs that live here, to the greater mind. How we move to really know more the stillness, the silence, the intuition. And then we're being lived. See, we are whole and complete. We're beautiful beings of light. That is the truth of who we are. We are divine. But we're having this human experience. And yes, we are perfect in our divinity and totally imperfect in our humanity. And if we just are aware of that and love ourselves, even when we fall, you know, it makes the journey a little easier. So this is all about self-love, self-care, being present. There's an old Cherokee story that I love about a grandfather teaching his grandkid about the struggle that we all deal with. And he was saying to his grandchild, you know, I have two wolves fighting in my heart. And boy, there's a war going on. You know, One of the wolves, oh, he is evil, angry, full of rage, unforgiving thoughts, and he is bad. You know, he's jealous, envious. The other one, well, he's kind, he's loving, he's compassionate, he's fun, he's joyful, he's wise, he's powerful. And the grandchild says, well, Grandpa, Grandpa, who is going to win the fight? Which wolf is going to win? And the grandfather just looked at him with lots of love and said, the one that I feed. Isn't that our story? And the good news is that we have free will. We always have the power to choose where we're going to put our life's energy in. And that's what I want to talk about today. You know, we're whole and we're complete. But yet, there's so much conditioning around us that we have forgotten that the amazing power that's right here. You know, this summer, I had the blessing of going to Italy, and I got to go to Florence, and it had always been a huge desire of mine to see David. Michelangelo's David, and boy, was I impressed. He's much bigger than I imagined. But what is really, 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 really incredible is that Michelangelo, when he was asked, how did you create such an amazing masterpiece, such a beautiful creation? He said, David was there all along. All I had to do was chip away all the excess stone, and there was David. Isn't that the story of our lives? If we just simply rest in who we are, in our wholeness, and then just begin to undo all the beliefs, all the thoughts, all the stories that we have created about ourselves and who we are, that's how we move from the ego realm to the spacious, beautiful radiance of being. And how do we do that? By staying present, by being open, by being in the here and the now. Rumi, one of my favorite poets, says, your task is not to seek for love, but merely to seek and find all the barriers within yourself that you have built against it. Take a breath. Let the breath guide you a little deeper. Be here, present to who you are. Is there anything missing in this moment? Life is here. Now, the monkeys, the saboteurs, the unwanted roommates that live here, they don't like that. Mm-mm-mm. They like to be in the past or the future. We continue to project the past into the future. Just be here. The more we practice noticing, 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 taking a breath and coming back to the moment, coming back, the more we are in presence. The more we're in presence, the more we get to really become aware of the gifts of presence. And there are many, many gifts to presence. And that's practicing moment-to-moment awareness, open intelligence that notices what's in the field. We're centered in ourself, in the self with a capital S, the center of our being. So even when life gets challenging, we rely on what is unchanged. We're plugged into source energy. I love this time of year, October, because there is a time when I really look at my whole year. Have I really been living what I said that I was going to do this year? Has my intentions been really coming to fruition? You know, I take an inventory of my life. What do I want, you know, to release? The holidays are coming up. I want to be present to that. What do I want to bring forth into the new year? Well, it's time to start thinking about that. Charles Fillmore, the co-founder of our Unity Movement, he had a practice every night to do an inventory. And if there was anything out of alignment, anything that fell off, he did the work of releasing that. We want to stay clear. Fall is a time of letting go, shedding away everything that we're not, so that we can come to be in our presence. And presence is the gift of spirit. When we are in presence, we are connected, plugged into source energy, and that is where our aliveness lives. It is the home to joy, and that's where we have infinite connection with our creativity, where we can catch the divine ideas that prosper us, where we can tap into infinite intelligence, all here, the gifts of presence, and it is the doorway to the timeless, where we can open and listen to our intuition. We're being lived. Listen to our guidance. And if there we have to make a choice on anything important, listen to the silence, to the stillness. There's so much wisdom there. And that's where we can tap into our genius spot. Being aware of where our awareness goes, then we can see where our attention goes and bring it back. We begin to live life from within, instead of giving our power to phenomena. Everything in the outer world is changing all the time. Find that is unchanging, and then meet life with joy, with laughter, because it is all a play of love, a play of consciousness. You know, throughout the years, I have met a few beings that, boy, do they exude this light and love, and because they're so present, they are the presence of the light. The first time when I went to India and I had a one-on-one meeting with Sai Baba, and he looked at me and he said to me, "What do you want?" I disappeared because he was in such presence that all of a sudden, Elizabeth disappeared. And I was simply the presence of all there is. I don't know how long it lasted, but it would always stay with me like a big aha, a big awakening. When I have been with Amma, the hugging saint, in New York, when she would come every year and she would hug me, I knew I was being hugged by presence itself. Or the Dalai Lama. You know, when you see the Dalai Lama, he's just a bundle of joy, of light, of love. He's present, and there's presence in him. So the more we just go in, do the work that we do, reminding ourselves that we're already whole and complete and beautiful, the more we bring forth this radiance, this light, this magnificence. Dr. Marshall Rosenberg said, "Your presence is the most precious gift that you can give to another human being." See, when we are in presence, life is in presence to us. When we meet another human being, presence to presence, there is no separation. There is no other. We meet heart to heart. We meet in the field of love. It was years ago that I was teaching a class, but I'll never forget this. And I asked the students, I gave them a homework, and I said to them, "This week, choose one day, whatever it is, and that day set the intention that, and ask yourself, if I only had one day to live, how would I live this day? What really matters? What is important?" Well, the next day, I was driving to work and I was late for a meeting, and I was caught up in really bad traffic. It was bumper to bumper. And here I am, my car's not moving at all. I'm on US 1 in Miami. And it was like, I was anxious. And I felt the tension in my shoulders, in my neck, and my mind was going, the monkeys were having a field day. And I remembered the homework and I took a breath. And then I said, "But what if this was my last day here on planet Earth? Where would I be focused on?" And all of a sudden, I shifted. I took a breath and I was so present in that moment. And I looked around and I had the thought, maybe this is the last time I'm going to be passing through here. So I looked, and there to my left was this tree. And mind you, I had gone through that road day in, day out for years, and I had never seen that tree. Well, I looked at the tree and I was so in presence that when I looked at that tree, the tree looked back at me. It became alive because I was alive. See, we perceive the world according to how we are. So the clearer we are, the more we clear our perceptions and just be present, the clearer we see our world. Which reminds me of this couple that they had just bought a house and they had moved in. They were an older couple, and every day they would sit and have breakfast in their kitchenette. And the woman would complain and complain that the neighbors next door that hanged their clothes on the hanger, it was that their clothes was so dirty. And look at them. Look how dirty that house is. And everything there is dirty every day that went on for about a week. And then one day she sits down, she's having her coffee, and she looks at her husband. She says, look, honey, they cleaned. Look, their sheets are clean. Everything is clean there. Look at the porch. Everything is clean. And the husband looks at her and says, no, honey, I cleaned the windows. See, we need to clean the windows of perception. And the more we clear the windows of perception and really dive deep into love and just clear away, the more the radiance of spirit is revealed in us. And then we pay attention where our attention goes. We come back to the center. And if things don't work out the way that we think they need to work out, trust that everything is working the way it needs to. And then we come back to the center, because the moment that we accept reality as it is, then we can shift how we're going to really meet the moment. But if we struggle with reality, we lose 100% of the time. So the more we are centered and trusting that life is for us, not against us, the more things will work out for our best, because everything is happening in the mind of God, and it is good, and we are emanations in that mind. We are creations in the mind of God. We are one with it. So let us stay plugged in as we release, 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 and discover our own magnificence, our own David, our own masterpiece. Book Mr. Fuller says, never forget that you are one of a kind, that if there weren't any need for you in all your uniqueness to be on this earth, you wouldn't be here. Never forget, no matter how overwhelming life's challenges seem to be, that one person can make a difference in the world. In fact, it is because of one person that all the changes that matter in the world come about. Be that person. Remember, there is a hidden, beautiful being in you that is seeking to come forth, that is seeking expression. We all have our own unique gifts. No one has any power over you. Take back the power. The past is gone. Here, at the core of your being, you are whole, you are beautiful, you are a divine creation here for a divine reason. Bring forth that divine splendor for the benefit of all. You are beautiful. You are radiant. You are magnificent. Do not believe anything but that you are here and you matter. Take the ego and put it in the back seat and let the splendor in you take the driver's seat and discover your own masterpiece. You are a beautiful, beautiful creation. And once we discover this masterpiece, and the masterpiece keeps changing because, you know, the divinity in us is very creative. Then we bring it forth for the benefit of all, because there is only love, and we're here to discover that we are love. And when we love, the world loves. When we're in presence and we see the world through the lens of presence, the world sees us in that way. Let us be the presence of the divine in this human experience for the benefit of all. I love you. Love all. Serve all. You are now immersed in pure beingness.
The entire universe is loving and supporting you in this very moment. You are safe and loved. You are worthy and you matter. If you haven't done so already, I invite you to close your eyes and gently focus your awareness on your breath. Simply notice there is nothing to do now. Just be who you are. Let everything that is no longer serving you go to the nothingness from where it came. You are a radiant being of light, here to shine your own unique light for the benefit of all. If a thought arises, gently notice it, name it, and bring your awareness back to your breath. You have a thinking mind, but you are much more than that. You are the entire universe appearing as you, with access to infinite intelligence. You are now opening up to loving awareness. Within you and all around you, there is immense support, cheering you up to be who you are in the fullness and the radiance of your being. A beautiful presence. Breathe and know that you matter. You are whole and complete. Let the breath guide you deeper and deeper within. Breathe. You are now in a place where you know and you know that all is well. You are a radiant being of light. Your presence is the greatest gift that you can give to the world. When you are in presence, presence notices you and you realize that there is no separation. Breathe. And let the light in your heart go forth to every cell in your body. Divine life is flowing through you now, healing whatever needs to be healed, revealing whatever needs to be revealed. Breathe and rest a moment in the silence, in the stillness, as you listen to divine guidance. The silence in you is always speaking. Always loving you, always guiding you, for you are one with the entire universe. Breathe again and bring to your mind's eye your loved ones, anyone in need of a prayer this morning. Send them love, send them light. Send love and light to the entire country, to the universe. As you give, you receive. You are in the flow of life. You are a beautiful presence. Your presence is a healing presence. Your presence is peace. When you are in presence, you are allowing the beautiful, radiant light that you are to come forth. And you can trust life. For life will always be showing you the way. Relax even more. And know that every part of your being is now awakening to the magnificent, beautiful being that you truly are. As you have let go of any belief that no longer serves you. And claim your wholeness, your worth. You matter. You are beautiful, radiant, a magnificent creation here for a divine purpose. Let your light shine to the world. You are worthy, lovable, for you are love itself. And your heart is now smiling and saying thank you. Take another deep cleansing, healing breath and let go anything else in the way of your wholeness. And now as you take another breath, gently begin to come back. Feel your feet on the ground. Your heart is smiling. And whenever you are ready, Open your eyes. All is well. You are loved. Namaste.